17th and 18th chapters. Now this, of necessity, takes us back, and this brings us to John's fourth vision viewpoint, the 17th chapter. There came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Getting ahead of the story, the 15th verse says, The waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. So we know what the waters represent. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, perhaps of the world, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast. The beast, of course, we read of in the 13th chapter, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Now there, we don't see the woman, just the beast. Having seven heads and 10 horns, and there we saw the seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Now this woman represents apostate Christendom at the time of the end. One system alone today has regular ambassadorial representation with the nations, and of course that is the Catholic Church. Her colors are here in the fourth verse, and an implication of the very great wealth. I read an article one time that their ambition is to be in the amount of money that comes to them in a year. They want to be next to the federal government. At that time, this statement said that General Motors and some other large concerns took in more than they did, but they have an ambition to become next to the federal government. And lots of things that seem kind of innocent to us in the sense that there's so much of it, we forget how much of an abomination it is to God. Now, just to say this, for me to give recognition to anything outside of the deity in the sense of prayer, worship, or adoration is idolatry. And God's special word for idolatry is abomination. And this, the nations and the church linking up like this, and with Israel it was that way, and with the church and the world it's that way, it is called fornication, unchastity in a spiritual sense. And it's hard for us to realize what God sees in this system, and yet you stop and think about it. Now, I told you about the young man in Denver. He was a nice young man. Unfortunately, the girl that got the questions all up in the air finally married him. She was very much interested in him, and she came to me, and I said, ask him if he has been born again. Well, yes, he was born again. I said then later, I said, ask him when. Well, when I was sprinkled, when I was a baby. And I said, ask him if he has received Christ. Well, yes, I received Christ when I ate the Mass. Now, do you realize how horrible that is? You come to me, and just to make something quick, I say, here's some water, I'll sprinkle you. Here's a piece of bread, you eat it. You eat the bread, you know, I sprinkle you. All right, you've been born again, you received Christ. That bread is Christ. When I said these magic words, I turned that little piece of white bread, the wafer, I turned that into the literal body of Christ, and when you eat that, you receive Christ. You realize what an awful thing that is? And how many millions, hundreds of millions, there are in that thing. And it has been shown down through the years. Now, when Luther took his stand, the man that was sent to put him down made this statement, the fool doesn't love gold. You couldn't stop his mouth with money. This is a matter of record that when the indulgences were being sold, there was an emissary in Europe representing the Pope from city to city, that when the money sounds for the indulgences and what have you, the souls leave purgatory. And this, of course, is selling salvation. I could give you many illustrations. And here is one of the extreme inconsistencies. Joan of Arc. You ever hear of Saint Joan of Arc? Did you know the Catholic Church burnt her at the stake? And then they canonized her. They say, no, the church didn't fail, just some of its instruments did. What's the difference? Well, I could go on down the line, but let's notice now, with this in mind, how God views it. Upon her forehead was a name, Mystery, Babylon the Great, Confusion the Great, the mother of harlots, and I've heard that emphasized, but I never have yet heard anybody emphasize an abominations of the earth. I dare say she has moved more people to idolatry than any other nation. A Methodist pastor in Bristol told me an interesting story. There was a Catholic church burned, and they were carrying out some of the stuff, and just a common ordinary man like I would be went in and picked up an image of Mary and was carrying it out, and the priest, he said, Holy Mary, Mother of God, put that down. They took the images out, and they were burned so badly they destroyed them. I have in my possession the book of Father Shinnecke, 50 Years in the Church of Rome. It's very sad. I read one of his articles told about how the priests up in Canada, they would take in so many requests to say masses for this one and that one and for so much money, and this is rather comical just to use an illustration. They found that they could take them in for 15 cents and send them to France, and they'd say the masses over there for 10. That's just an illustration, but that's what they were doing. And this is idolatry. Notice she's the mother of harlots. One of the sad things in Christendom is so many of the churches have taken on this color. I had a tract in my possession in which an Episcopalian minister said that there was a time when he believed that nobody could be saved without the ministry of their church. And I traveled with an evangelist one time, and his organization said, if you don't belong to our organization, you're not even in the church. Now, do you see the daughter? I could go on down the line with many others, but you can see where the mothers are and that they take on this color. And at first, maybe they don't, but pretty soon they do. And how much difference? Now, I've read the history of many ministers. I have in my possession the history of some of the early day Methodist ministers. Incidentally, the Methodists, according to the Kansas City Star, were originally the Holy Rollers. Peter Cartwright tells us seeing 300 people on the ground in a big meeting under the power of God at one time. You never hear of that among them anymore, do you? They would think it very strange. Then he says, I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, and when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. There is only one system still extant and continues to be extant that was instrumental in killing people wholesale. One of the sad things was the awful manner. So many of them were burned. I was in the town where Huss was supposed to have been burned. They tried to kill Luther. Sovereignly, he was protected of God. And drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs, when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. The marginal says, I wondered with great wonder. The angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? You kind of wonder if perhaps John knew what he was looking at. You see, John lived in the day when the church was holy and pure in an overall sense. And now he sees it away. He sees it drifted clear away. Divorced Christ. No more silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. Miracles, but of men's making. I will tell thee the mystery of the woman of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not. He was when John saw him in the 13th chapter. Then John was looking during the time. Remember, he will be slain, have a deadly wound, and this is the one that will become the beast. But he will come out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition after his reign. They that dwell on the earth shall wonder. Then we could insert, if we wanted to, the word they. They whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not, and only yet is, the marginal says, and I think correctly, shall be. Here is the mind that hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Now, because this is stated, it used to be said that Rome was built on seven hills. People have thought these seven hills are in mind. My firm confidence is that it's firm belief is that it's It represents seven nations because it is stated immediately following there are seven kings. Now five are fallen. There is inference in the ninth chapter and other places that there are going to be some great wars fought. And five of these kings will be left. Will cease. And then one is, the other's not yet come, and when he cometh, he must continue a short space. He's the one that will come out of the bottomless pit. The beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. He is an eighth, but is of the seven. He will come back from the bottomless pit and will be like an eighth. What becomes of the sixth king, it isn't stated. Probably he will be destroyed. Then there are 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Seemingly in the providence of God, he will allow them to have this place for the purpose that they might destroy the woman. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb. That is, as we will read in the 19th chapter, when the beast and the kings of the earth are gathered together to do battle with the Lamb. The Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful, and that will be the saints. Now I'll just say that each one of you can be in that number if you set your heart and mind to it. You know, in America, we have an interesting country. Men can become outstanding things if they set their hearts to it. I have known men that came from nowhere. I knew a girl that just was born on the wrong side of the tracks, if you know what I mean. But she successfully finished a course in college and obtained her degrees and had positionally a high place in life. It's rather interesting to see somebody like that. You can see so many ways of her old life hanging on her. But there is something set before you. There are two things that every Christian can have: God's best and God's will for his life. And beyond that, there isn't anything. It's like you start out from scratch and wind up owning the company. So there isn't anything beyond that. My brother started out as a yard hand with a refinery. When he retired, he was a supervisor. So much for the 10 horns. We'll have them, more of them, in just a moment. The waters, as we just read, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Portuguese, Spaniards. The languages spoken in South America are basically the same, and yet they are different. The 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Like Russia destroyed the power of the system in Russia, so she will be destroyed throughout the world. Now notice the sovereignty of God. God hath put it in their hearts to fulfill his will. No honor to them, but they will be sovereignly used of God. The 8th verse of the next chapter says, strong is the Lord God that judgeth her. 20th verse says that God hath avenged you on her, of the 18th chapter, God has put in their hearts to agree and to give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. She will be destroyed. The national system will be left.